Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Zion. We're holding at the fourth line, right after the two dots. Piska. The next piece of our Mishnah runs like this. Hetar hektachalam veivorim v'achila psochim mitzvatan archiyala amud hashachar. So now the question is about the way the Mishnah frames this. Anan tanino, we learned in the Mishnah that achila psochim is also one of those things, which is archiyale amud hashachar. Now, the truth is, of course, that it doesn't say achilat psachim, which is a little bit strange, because in our Mishnah, and in the Mishnah that we have in the Bavli, it also does not say achilat psachim. So, apparently, I mean, it seems to be that the Yerushalmi did have a nusach of achilat psachim. Now, there e to the low tiny achilat psachim, some people leave out. That's our gears in the Mishnah, achilat psachim, because the truth is, of course, that there's a big machloket about what the shear is of achilat psachim. So that we know that we have Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a diraisa ad chatzot, and as we're going to see where he learns that out from, and therefore we can't really say that it's really mitzvah sanarchi alam with hashachar. So man, tana achilat psachim, if there is a man diomar here that says achilat psachim, he's going al libid rabbonan, who holds that midyoraita pesach es nechal kol alayla adavas hashachar. Mandalotani, if our, the way our Mishnah says it, the gears without achilat psachim, that's going out libra Rabbi Eliezer, or it's midyoraita, as we'll see in a moment, it's only at chatzot. How does he know it? My time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's his basis? Ne'emar kan by achilat psachat, it says ve'achlu et abasar balayla hazeh. And ve'ne'emar lahalan, by the story of the actual makah. At Leil Pesach Makat Bechorot, it says Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Valeila Hazeh. So just like the Laila, my Laila, Shenemar Lahalan, by the actual Makkah is Chatzot, because that was the moment that Vayibachatziyah Laila. So Avkan Vayachilat Pesach the Laila actually beats Chatzot, and that's its actual zman midyoraita, and so Memela. It would mean that the Mishnah could possibly have said mitzvatan achiyala mudashachar. Omer Chuna, the late kan achilat psachim, not true. We should not be goreis the words achilat psachim, even alib rabbonin who hold that midyoraita achiyala mudashachar, because the Tanino, it says in the Mishnah, in psachim it says a pesach achar chatzot betamei tayadai. So there the Chachom Ubergozer din of Tuma if you touch it. And that's like the notar. There's a gzera of notar in order that the Chachom shouldn't be mitzatzel. 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 And therefore, any noser, including Pesach HaChatzot, says, but time a yadayim is if it was actual noser. So obviously, if you cannot eat it without becoming tame, it's clear that they're not saying that should be allowed to eat it if you miss the time, because the whole point is that they were gozer tuma on it, and therefore we can't include achilat psachim with the other things, because everybody would agree that there is no way that you could do it even bidyavad. But all the other cases that we have over here are bidyavad, actually supposed to be done. Now, it says also in the Mishnah, Kol ha-ne'echalim li'yom echad mitzvatan ha-chi'alem od-ha-shachar, v'imkein lo meru chachamim ad-chatzot kedei l'archik et ha-adam mi'aveira. Now, when you use that word kol, what does that mean? Kol ha-ne'echalim li'yom echad is to be marbe, even kachim kalim, where the din is yom echad by kachim kalim, such as, not obviously not in a shlomim, which you could eat for 2 days, but in a teda. Over there, the mitzvah would be Achiyale Amud HaShachar, and the Chachomim were geyser to eat it only at Chatzos. And you should not think that the Gezerah is specifically for Kachi Kadashim. There's no difference between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kali. Im Kein, Lama Amru Chachamim at Chatzos, Kedei Larchik Et Adam Min HaAvira. Now, Im At Omer Achiyale Amud HaShachar, if you're going to tell me that you can eat it all the way until the morning, so then the mistake might be that who savar shalom ala amud hashachar v'nimtza ochel umitchayev, If he makes a mistake when Amud HaShachar is, so this would be the Avera. If he makes that mistake and eats it afterwards, he would eat Noser, and he would be Chai of Koros, which is the din of Noser. And therefore, since the Chachamim wanted to avoid that, Mitoch Shatomer L'Avat Chatzot, so then even if there would be a mistake and he would think Chatzot was actually ahead of him when it already passed, what's the big deal? He wouldn't be chayiv because Mi'ikar Adin, there was anyway a mitzvah to eat it until the morning. Continues the Mishnah. So we've been talking up until now in our first Mishnah of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, and of course we have a parallel Mishnah that's going to have to deal with the dinim of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachrit. But there too, it doesn't say in the morning, it says Uvkumecha, which means that there is a time that we call the Zman of Kima. Me'ematai korin et Shema b'Shacharin? Mishyakir bin Tchelet Lavan. It begins at the time where there's sufficient light in order for you to be able to tell the difference between a wool that had been colored with actual Tchelet and a wool, as in your tzitzit, that had not been colored with chaylet, so that it's essentially white. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's not the thing. The thing would have to be to know the difference between chaylet and chartan. So you need to have something that is in chaylet, something that is tzavua, like the color of leeks, and it's green, which is much closer. And that would require more light for you to be able to tell the difference. And it continues on until the Netzach Hama, at which point you already are up and davening, as you should be, and you have to finish it until the Netzach Hama. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, actually, if you didn't do it in the Netzach Hama, you continue to read Ad Shalosh Sha'ot. You have first three hours of the day, and you are still going to be Yotzei Shekin Derech B'nei Melachim, because even though most people have been up long ago, but it's still Uvkumecha B'nei Shekin Derech B'nei Melachim La'amod B'Shalosh Sha'ot. HaKorim Mikan Ve'elach, after Shalosh Sha'ot, Lo Yifsid. It's not as if you're doing anything wrong or you could Chas Shom lose. You would be Kadam Shukarei B'Torah, because there's still the mitzvah, as we called it earlier, of Shinun. Now, obviously, when we say Shalosh Sha'ot, we're not referring to what we call hours, but as we said earlier, the Yom is Nechlak into 12 hours, no matter how long it is in terms of what we call hours, these objective 60-minute hours, but rather what we do is we split it into 12 equal parts, so that it's always what we call Sha'ot Zmaniyot, the way that we refer to the relative hours. The thing is that it isn't clear how we view the day when it comes to splitting it up. As we already saw earlier in the sugya, that there's some major questions about the whole idea of the Yom Vayla Shav, you know, when we count the day from, when we count the Vayla from, vis-a-vis different things. And this is the famous Machlokas, in which according to the Magen Avraham, Alois HaShachar is the beginning of the day, and Tzeit HaKochavim is the end of the day. So he has a much longer day. Taking this and splitting it into 12 parts, so that the Zman Kriyat Shema would be at the end of 3 hours, which also starts from Avot HaShachar. Because according to the Gura, the din is that the day, and it's one of the few places where the Chassidim and the Baal HaTanya agree that the Gura is correct here, day begins with Neitz and ends with Shkia, which is a much shorter day. Cut that into 12 pieces, but remember that we're then counting the Zman Kriyat Shema from the Neitz HaChama. And furthermore, remember the very important point that appears in the Bavli, which is that the meaning of Lo Yifsid is Lo Yifsid Berachot. You continue to say the Berachot Kriyat Shema, even though you're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Bizman. There, the question is, okay, but how long can you keep doing this? And this, too, is the famous Machlokas, where the Berachot Kriyat Shema is totally in the Din of Tefillah, which essentially gives you one additional hour. If you hold of Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to have that machlokas later on, whether it's at Chatzot or at Sof Arba Shot, but according to the Rambam, the halacha is that Birchot Kriyat Shema do not have a specific time. You could say them all day long. Now, when we say that you could tell the difference between the Tchelet and Lavan, I mean, if you're talking about having a bale of wool and being able to see that, you can see that in the middle of the night. And you can see how dark it is, how light it is. The albedo is completely different, obviously. So what is the meaning? The meaning of the Mishnah, Keni Matnita, the meaning of the Mishnah is, Bein Chelet Sheba Lelavan Sheba. Now, you take your tzitzit, and when there's enough light to be able to tell between the thin chutim, so just the threads of your tzitzit, between the chutim that are tcheret and the chutim that are lavan. Certainly, it's not a din in the bale of wood. Okay, and what would be the basis of the shita of the Rabbanan that it's between tcheret and lavan? So, about time in the Rabbanan, it says, Uri itemoto. So, there is makben on the ptiot tcheret to be able to see it. And Uri itemoto is mashma it, as opposed to it versus something else. In other words, you have to be able to tell the difference to be mavdil, so to discriminate that it is it. And that means oto minasamuchlo. In which case, what would that be referring to? It's got to be referring to the difference between your tzitzit itself, because in context where it says uschatem et kol mitzvot Hashem, so that teaches me when you have that mitzvah that you can be oseik with that while you have your tzitzit in front of you. Umat taim de Rabbi Eliezer, what is the basis of saying that it's schelet lekarti? Well, since it says Ritim Oto means not that you can be mavdil between the chut, but that you can be mavdil the color is the point. So Kadeshe Nikar Ben Atzvuim, there's obviously a great difference between being able to be makir the albedo of something, which you could do even at night when your eye does not respond to color at all, is insufficient energy, and the din of the color. So Ritim Oto, if it's a reference to Tchelet per se, then you would have to be able to tell the difference between tchelet and a color that is similar to it. And that would be the color of karti. Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir. Ur item ota in ktivkan. It does not say see it, her in the sense of tzitzit. But rather, ur item oto, which is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol. Magid shekol ha-mekayim mitzvat tzitzit ki kilu mekabel pnei shechina. So if you do this mitzvah, then you will see him. That is to say, the Shekhinah. Why is that? Because Shetcheled domela Yam, and Yam domela Asavim, and Asavim domim l'Rakia, and Rakia domela Kisei HaKavod, and Kisei HaKavod is domet to the Evan Sapir. Tehtiv Erev, inei al Rakia shel Arosh HaKruvim kemet Sapir, kamare dmut Kisei. So when you start on the level of the Yam, you finally end up with the mari of the kisei covered, which means you're standing mamish in front of the Shekhinah. This means that you should be able to tell the difference between a person who is oto, who is sitting there, and you know the difference between him and somebody else. So then there was a chartem, it's called mitzvah Hashem, is a remez to do all the mitzvahs that are nogea this, which is kriyat shema, which means that you have to be able to be makir the difference between one person and another, which is kadeshi adam rachok mechaviru arba amot, and still be able to be makiro, because arba amot is personal distance, and he's right outside of your personal distance, is the meaning. Fine. Now, Rav Chista Omar, this Russia, ma'ada de achirim, ma'anan kayami, when the achirim says that it's an issue of seeing person next to you, what does a person mean? I mean, does it mean literally chaviro, that it's somebody that you actually know and that's a friend? So if it's a chaver that is ragelo, so nafilu rochu kama chokim le, you can tell by all kinds of hints of who the person is without even knowing how. But if it's somebody that you don't really know well, im b'she'eno ragel, you may not make him out precisely, even if you're standing next to him. So this is a very imprecise shir. What is that exactly is meant? Hello, therefore, says Rav Chista, kena nad kayamin. We must be talking about someone who you know, but you don't see all that often, and he's not someone that you are very well acquainted with. So it's a ragyo, b'sheino ragyo, because it's like a kehudi azulayt. Like somebody who comes in every once in a while, he stays at this hotel, people recognize him. But they have to, that's the guy that always comes to the Daf Yomi, once every 3 years. Okay. Now, there's also a different way of saying over the Acherim. Because Easter, Naitani, there's some who say that what the Acherim said was not the difference in a Adam, but rather the difference between a wolf and a dog, or a chamor and an arod. So a chamor or a wild ass, as it's usually translated. And some have the Girsa of Ita Noetani, Kidei Shiye Adam Rachuk Mechaviro Arba Amot Umakiro. Others have the Girsa that we originally brought in the Acherim. Now, having a boy Mema, the Talmidim wanted to be Koveya. This is actually not clear what the Girsa is, but we'll take this as the easiest approach. So the Talmidim wanted to be Koveya that the truth is that the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah are not different than the 2 points that are mentioned over here. So there is the Man the Omar, that it's the time that we quote over here is Mishiachim ben Zev la Kelev or ben Chamor la Arod, is basically this far in the Mishnah of saying ben Chevet la Chartit, because it's very similar. So there's a dog and a wolf. You would need a certain amount of decent light. The same thing would be true to tell the difference between colors. Whereas the man the Yarmak Tishi Adam Rachak Mechavir Arba Amotu Makiro, that would be more similar to the idea of Ben Chelet Lavan, because those are certainly not very subtle ways of being Mavchim. Anyway, getting now to the Braita. So, before we said that we have these various money. And the question is, what is the correct hanhoga, even though we have these various money? The correct hanhoga is that even though you may have the time and so on, but the Chachamim said, the correct time is not necessarily the first moment that you can reach either Mishiyakir ben Tchelet Lelavan or ben Tchelet Lekarati, but rather to wait until right before you're going to be able to say your tefillah tamidah. So the mitzvah zimanei tzachama kadei sheyismoch geula the goal Yisrael bracha to tefillah, as we saw before, that was the very beginning that we learned out of the pasuk, and that way it would turn out that he's davening the tefillah of amidah. So nimtza mitpalel biyom. That way he's saying correctly imbar im hashemesh, which is neitzachama, because you're supposed to say shmon esrei dafka when the sun has come up. And so maybe we put off saying kriyat shema until it fits perfectly into the zmanim, which is the end of the period between the alos hashachar and neitzachama. We go directly into tefillah. Omer Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says, Ana Amari Taima, I said what the Makor is for this in the pasuk. It says, Yira'ucha im shemesh. And the Yira'ucha is a reference to Tefillah, because it says, Ivdus Hashem B'Yira. And that Aveda la Tefillah, which is Aveda Shabbalayim, which is mashma that you should be saying im shemesh, Yishmona Esrei, which is immediately as the sun has come up, and so Mamela, it's at that point that you should be finishing your Birchot Kriyat Shema to work out perfectly. Rama Mar Ukva, Avatikim, people who are very Mechaviv mitzvahs and who don't hesitate to be Mevater on their own covenant in order to do a covenant mitzvah, and they do whatever is necessary. Those people used to get up early, Ayu Mashkimim the Korim Uta, before Netzachama, in order to be able to be Semer Gula L'Tvila. Today, she is mechulo tefillatam. They should be able to be mitpalel their amida im haneitzachama, and that ad hayom is what we call the tefillat havatikin. Tani Omer Reb Yuda maaseh sheiti ba'alech baderech acharei Reb Eliezer ben Azariah v'acharei Reb Akiva ayu asukim b'mitzvos. And I once happened to be walking behind these two Kedelei Teirah Reb Elazar ben Azariah Reb Akiva, who were involved in the Nesek of Mitzvah, which could have been the usually reference to Pinyan Shvuyim or Achlas Oskala or Stam Tzarchet Tzibur. V'igia Onas Kriyat Shema, and it was time to say Kriyat Shema according to one of the whatever, it doesn't He's not masber which one, maybe all of them. And they didn't say it. I thought maybe they weren't going to say Kriyat Shema because they were so involved in the mitzvah they were doing that they held that they shouldn't say Kriyat Shema. And then, so I, who wasn't Isaac in the mitzvah, I'm just following them. So I said Kriyat Shema, and then I said, I started learning Vishaniti. And then they started Kriyat Shema then, and at that point the Chama was our Rosh Ha'arim. It was the Netzach Chama. You could see the glint of the sun coming off the top of the mountains, and which gets understood that clearly they were passing like this idea of the Vatikin, that one should be Mispalo immediately after being Gomer his Birchus Kriyat Shema, and that's how they had planned it out perfectly. Rabbi Eliezer, we said, next piska, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ad Hanetzach Hamah. Now that is also unclear. What exactly does that mean? So Rav Zvadya, brother of Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, B'Shem Rabbi Yonah, the Netzach Hamah is, and this is what we just saw in the Maisa with Rabbi Eliezer Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, that we call the Netzach Hamah G'deshtei HaChamah Mitaftefet Al Roshei Ha'arim. That we begin to see the sun starting to drip down, so to speak, as it comes up on the top of the surrounding mountains. So that means that you really couldn't see the sun when you're on the, let's say, sea level, right? But nonetheless, the Netzach Hamah does not require you to see it. It's called the Netzach Nireh. But rather, for the din of Vatikin, you don't go according to that. You go according to the Netz as it's all the way touching the top of the mountains. Rabbi Yeshua Emer. Then, the next thing that we had is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Pisca was Atshalosh Sha'ot. Rabbi Yidi and Rabbi Amnuna, Rabbi Adabar Acha B'Shem Rab. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua, the Zman Kriyat Shema, is indeed Ad Shalosh Sha'os, but that is Dafka B'Shocheach. That's somebody who forgot. In other words, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to if you didn't forget, but it means that this is not the Lechatchila. It means B'Diavad. You can read up to Shalosh Sha'os, but certainly you cannot Lechatchila plan it out to say Kriyat Shema so late. Rabbi Yehuna Amar. Tren Amoraim, there were two Amoraim that had one way of saying it, and the other had another one. Chal Amar. So one said that when Rav said Alok Rabbi Yeshua, he meant Bishocheach. Mekiv Lechavre, so his friend said to him, somebody paskins Alokha Bishocheach. What is that supposed to mean? Chiesh Alokha Bishocheach. That it's only Bishocheach. Rabbi Yeshua is saying that's the din. That's the Zman. So if it's true that halacha kamoto, how can you say halacha kamoto but only b'shocheach? So then that would mean that there'd be no difference whether you had in kavona to do it this way lechatchila, or whether it was an accident. Because some learn that indeed before shocheach means only if you forgot, but not if you had done it on purpose. It means b'pashtus that that's the halacha, kach halacha, right? So why would he say shocheach? Lama amru b'shocheach specifically. Because he wanted people to sense the tremendous maila of being mezarei zatzmo, kadesh yada mezarei zatzmo, vikrotaba onata. So mamela, of course it's not that we can really say the halachas come out to b'shocheach. However, in order to make people aware of the fact that this is a strong b'diavad, to wait until the end, and that the person is v'etzib supposed to say kriyat shema mashad v'tikin, therefore, he said it in this lashon. I recommend that you rely on this halacha, Rabbi Yeshua, only b'shocheach. Piska v'lozu b'vad ekter chalom v'evorim v'achilat psochim mitzvatan atshalam u'dashachar. Anan, teninan achilat psochim, but he titolotan achilat psochim. Mantan achilat psochim, rabbonan, u'mandalotan achilat psochim, is Rabbi Eliezer, or it's only atzchatzot midyoraita. My time, the Rabbi Eliezer. Nemar kan laila v'nemar la'anon laila. Ma laila, sh'nemar la'alon chatzot, afkan chatzot. Om rebchuna v'let kein achilat psachim afil kirabona. Tatanina pesach archa chatzot, betamei et hayadai. Piska. Kol anechol miyom echad, kol anechol imotzalotchen kol, t'bimar b'afilu katshim kali. Im kein lo amur uch achol imat chatzot. Because look, imat avi yoymer, hachi alamur ha-shachar. he might think shalo ala amud hashachar v'nimtza ochel, and he's going to be chayev koros. So mitchayev mitoch shatomer la'at chatzot. Even if he would be late, it would be no problem. So afilo ochel achar chatzot eno mitchayev. Halacha bet. Meim atay korin et shema b'shacharit mishiyakir ben tchelet lava. Reb Eliezer omer ben tchelet l'chartan. עד הנצח המה, רבי שומר, עד 3 שעות, שאין דרך בני מלאכים לעמוד ב3 שעות, and therefore it's called of kumecha. הקורא מכאן ואילך לא הפסיד, כאדם שהוא קורא בתורה. Now, can you imagine it? בין חלק שבא ללבן שבא. And what is that based on? מה תאמן, דרבונה? Because this is ראיתם אותו, meaning to be mafkin, specifically אותו, מנת סמוך לו. ומי תאמן, דרב אליעזר, ראיתם אותו, כדי שניקר בין הצפויים, not אותה, to be מכיר ציצית. תוני בשם רבי מאיר, ראיתם אותה, אם כתיב כאן, אלא ראיתם אותו. שזאת סומש, ושכל המקיים מצוות ציצית, sees him, he sees הקדוש ברוך הוא, כאילו מקב בפני השכינה. מגיד של תחילה זה דם אל הים, והים דם אל הסבים, והסבים דם אל הרקיע, הרקיע דם אל הכיסי הכובד, כיסי הכובד דם אל הספיר, דפליו רביני על הרקיע של הראש הקרוב, כבן ספיר, כי מראה דמות כיסי. So we really have this sapphire blue. אחר מה מריתם אותו, is a sheer of כדי שיהיה אדם רחוק בחברו ברמות, and sees him, וזה מכירו. ובכיסתו אמר כעד עד האחרים, we talk about somebody that he knows well, Simburagil, say, even if he would be Rachok Kama, he would still be able to make out who it is. Chokim. Ella Kenanat Kayamin, Baragov Shenarogil, Kodi Azali, Lachsania Vata, the Kayitsin. Itanu Yitani, Bainza Evla Kelev, and Ben Kamur Laurot. Vitanu Yitani, Kitisha Rachom Yichavera Bramot, Umakiro. And the boy Maymar. Mandyom Rabbein Zev Lekelev Rabbein Chamar La'arod is similar to the sheet of the Mishnah of Ben Tchelet Tchartan. Mandyom Kedei She'erem Roi Chavir Arba Amotu Makiro is Kemandyom Rabbein Tchelet Lavan. Aval Amru Mitzvatay Menetzacham Kedei She'ismo Gula Tchilo V'nimtza Mitpalel Bayon. Amru Rabbi Zira V'ana Amari Taima Yira'ucha Im Shemesh. Amru Marukva. הוותיקין היו משכימים וקוראים אותה כדי שסמכו לה תפילתן עם הנצח המה. תוני אמרו ידע מייסה שהייתי מהלך בדרך אחרי רבי אלעזר בן עזריה ואחרי רבי עקיבא והיו עסוקים עם מצוות והגיע עונת קריאת שמע והייתי סבור שם נתייאשו מקריאת שמע completely. So I decided I better be קריתי and I still had time to learn afterwards. And then that's when they started saying קריאת שמע. And at that point כבר הייתה חמה על ראשי ההרים. עד הנצח המה, סבחי ברד רב יעקב עזבתי בשם רבי יוינה, ונצח המה מינס כדשתי החמה מטפטפת על ראש ההרים. רבי יהושע אמר עד 3 שעות, רבי זעידי ורבם נונה ורבה רבה רבה בשם רב, והלוח רבי יהושע, ברונים בשוכח. רבי חונה אמר, שרינה אמורה, חר אמר בשוכח, אגב לחברי, שוכח, יש הלכה ושוכח. כך הוא הלכה, למה הוא שוכח? כדי שאדם מזריז בעצמו וקרותה בעונת
says the Gemara Dav Zayin in Yerushalmi Brachot Tavshin Samachay Pizka, the next piece of the Mishnah. Velo Zubil Vav Amro Elakom Masha Amro Chachamim such as Hector Chalavim Vayivarim, and now this is interesting because, of course, this is not our Girsa in the Bavli, Vachilat Psachim. We specifically didn't have the words Achilat Psachim in the Mishnah. Mitzvatan Achi Ala Amud HaShachar, the implication being that even though the mitzvah was Achi Ala Amud HaShachar, but the Chachamim said Ad Chatzot, which implies that B'niavad, you didn't need it, so you could continue to eat Ad Amud HaShachar. Now, Ananta Ninan Achilat Psachim. We here in Yerushalmi, our Girsa is Achilat Psachim. You know, there's some weirdos elsewhere, they don't have that Girsa, you know, I don't know, maybe they call it the Bavli or something. But anyway, there's places.
Yeah, yeah.
It was obviously the, I better stop playing. that there are obviously places, eat the lotani, achilat psachim. There's places where they didn't have that girsa of achilat psachim. Now, so how would that be explained now? Well, clearly it's a machlok. In other words, if you say achilat psachim, that's going according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, of course, hold that achilat psachim is also ad haboker, and the din of ad chatzot was only a harchakah. But if you don't say achilat psachim, it's because you hold the Reb Eliezer. This is the girsa that we had back in the Bavli also, because Reb Eliezer sheet, of course, is that ad chatzos is a diorita, so you can't possibly include it in a list of things that the Chachomim said, that it's ad chatzot when it's really meant to be until alot hashachar. My time with the Rebbe Eliezer, ne'emar kan laila, ne'emar lahalan laila. Ma laila shne'emar lahalan chatzot ad kan chatzot. Basically, as we learned in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, it says, va'avarti beretz Mitzrayim ba'laila hazeh. It says, Vavkueta Basar Balaila Hazeh. The assumption being, it's the same Laila. So just like the Avarti Beret Mitzrayim Balaila Hazeh is Chatzot, so too Vavkueta Basar is Chatzot. Omer Rabbi Huna says, Rav Huna Voletken. I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's not dependent in that Machlok. Because even if you hold according to the Rabbanan, Afilok Rabbanan, we never would have said Achilat Psachim. Because the Mashma'ut then would have been that achilat psachim, if you didn't get a chance to eat it at chatzot, because that's where Gamliel was telling his kids, if you didn't do it until then, so then actually you could do it b'diavad until the morning. But that's not true, because when it comes to achilat psachim, actually it's betamet ayadayim, because they were gozer iser of achila, as opposed to a zrizus to complete it earlier. So it doesn't really fit with the dugma of kriyat shema at all, anyway. Whether you hold the Reb Eliezer, you hold the Rabbanan. Because then there's Reb Gamliel is trying to say to them, look, I mean, even though it's a lot of things, Ra'alot HaShachar, the Rabbanan were bizarre as you, La'archikat Adam and Avera, you know, but certainly it's, if you missed your time, as we said, you cannot be Mekayim Dibrei Chachamim, so do it. But that would be a terrible thing to say about Achilat Psachim, because it's usher to eat those Psachim, because a Pesach ha-chachatzot mitzameh ayadayim, which means they gave it a halacha of notar gamur. Piska. Next piece of mission. Kol ha-ner kalim le-yom echad.
Would this have, ramifications for our, when we eat the avikomans?
According to most, yes.
So the chatzila,
according to most shitas, the din of chatzos is dependent on Reb Eliezer. Kol ha-ner chalim li-yom echad. What's the kol? What do you mean kol ha-ner chalim li-yom echad? It's coming clearly to be marba even kachim kal. In other words, you might think that, okay, ha-ner chalim li-yom echad, like a korban chatas, so on over there is very common. So maybe over there they were gozer, not chasos. Kol ha-ner chalim means even a korban teira. So even though the korban teira is only kachim kalim, they said you have to eat it until chasos. Because in essence, you could ask, look, I mean, if a guy is going to listen to this man, say, listen to this man. You know, if he won't listen to this man, he won't listen to this man. In other words, what advantage is there in giving another zman? You know? So now you're going to, he'll do a bigger isser. So in other words, now he's going to be over on the isser to Rabbona. Because, I mean, at least before he had a better chance of fitting it in sometimes during the night. Now you're going to tell him he's got to finish earlier and make life worse for him, not better. But the point is, you see, it's a psychological issue over here. If you're telling me he has it till the morning, he's going to constantly figure it's still night. You know, you get used to the night. Say, then he's going to end up eating it, and he'll be chayef reading Noser. That's serious. On the other hand, you tell him at chatzot. So what's going to happen? The worst that's going to happen is he's going to think it's still before chatzot. So he'll end up eating it a little bit after chatzot. So even if he does, at least he won't be chayav karas. So it's better, you're right, in a sense, to make life harder on it. And it makes it easier to be over and hisadrab on it. But that's kedai, because at least it'll keep him from being over on the Yisra of Karet, because Afilu Chelach HaKatzor, they know Mitchayev, he didn't do anything that was wrong with your right.
It's a whole issue of Gezerah, isn't it? To
no, normally the Gezerah deals with a different issue. To move up the time doesn't seem reasonable. Moving up the time, if he can't keep the time that he's going to keep Midirayta, why is he going to keep the time Midirabban? We're saying, Enafinami, maybe he won't keep it. Yeah, but the idea is, see, he's going to miss the time. There's a different focus on what the time is. So even if he misses the time, at least he won't be over on the Sakura. Right. That's what's strange about the Gezerah, because obviously you're not helping a guy by putting a different time in. If he can't keep a time, he can't keep a timer. What are you going to... It's like adding a Gezerah, and what goes wrong you to keep that mitzvah. Understand? I mean, if you're not changing anything by telling him to keep the mitzvah. Either he's going to keep the mitzvah, and you tell him to keep the mitzvah, and he wasn't going to keep the mitzvah, so now he just will be over on two mitzvahs. He'll be over on the Rabbanan, and he'll be over on this. What are you gaining?
Sort of comparable to people that put their clocks 5 minutes ahead, even though they know it's 5 minutes ahead.
Yeah.
Like, even though they know the
second. That type of thing. You have a different point in mind that you're looking for.
How is the difference in moving from like the fourth hour, sixth hour becomes us, so we move back to the fifth hour? What is so unique about what we're doing here is that we're
going to confuse it. That's because I might err in my determination, but I'm aiming for that determination.
It's not going to be overdoing it.
Well, no, it's not knowingly. What Bonet is pointing out is that you don't have the clear-cut definitions that you had with Alos HaShachar. But the difference between Alos HaShachar and night is polite. Right. The difference between Shah Revi and Shah Hamishis is not polite.
And
Avis
would say we can accept the 1 hour difference.
Right.
Sometimes even two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mishn, halakha bet. Neima taikonin shema b'shacharit, mishiyakir ben tchelet levan, Rabbi Yezomer ben tchelet lekartan, ad anetzach amat, Rabbi Yishomer, ad shalosh shaot, shikein derek b'nei melachim, la'amod b'shalosh shaot. Hakorei mikan ve'elak lo nipsi, ki adam shehu korei b'torah. Now, Kenny Matzmit, the way to understand the Pirush of the Mishnah is, Ben Tchelet Lavan means not between a pile of Tchelet and a pile of Lavan, but rather, Ben Tchelet Sheba LeLavan Sheba.
What does the word Kenny mean?
Kenny means this is how. Kach.
Okay.
Kach hu Pirush HaMishnah.
Okay.
Mat amon de Rabbanan, and what is the Rabbanan's logic? And here it's clearly the way Tosis explained it in the Bible, that we're talking about now, the difference between the actual, twist in the tzitzit itself. It's the re'itemoto. Re'itemoto means bina samuchlo. That was see it in situ. So where do I see it in Sita? When I'm looking at the Tzitzit, so then I'm seeing the Tzitzit directly. So I have to, in order to be able to see it, I need to make it out from what's next to it. What's next to it? Lavan. My time to Rabbi Eliezer. Uri'itemoto. Uri'itemoto means have a sense of that color. How do you have a sense of that color? Sheniker benatzvoim. You have to be able to distinguish the unique coloration of Tzitzit as opposed to other colorations that are similar, but to distinguish Tchelet from Lavan is gray shading. It's not Tchelet, it's Tchelet.
What distance is it from the person? Just as far as the... Because if it's in its place where it's warm, there should be the distance of where you would see it normally when you wear it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Is that the question?
Yeah. How far away is it? Tony B'Shem Rabbi Mech, it's interesting, when it comes to the shir of Hakarat Chaviro, we give you a 4 amas shir. Right. We tell you that this, you should be able to see in the distance of 4 amas. Tony B'Shem Rabbi Meir, Uri'item Ota. It doesn't say Uri'item Ota. It says Uri'item Oto. In Ktivkar, Uri'item Oto. So what's the Uri'item Oto if we're talking about Tchelet? But Eternal Atonement means, and you will see God, so to speak. It's like you're looking at the Shekhinah. And this is, you know, because Magid this teaches you how to see, how to look at the Tchelet. Shatchelet domel l'yam, l'yam domel l'asavim, asavim domel l'rekia, rekia domel l'kisei hakavod, l'kisei domel l'sapir, which is the color of Tchelet. Tichti v'erev inei ala rekia shel arosh hakruv kevin sapir, kimar ed mut kisei. So it takes you directly, step by step, from the depths of the sea, which is where the Tchelet comes from, all the way up to the rekia and the kisei hakavod.
Why not just go straight to the end?
I guess in our metaphors, we need to go step by step. Acherim Amrim?
Is this different than you did the others? There are seven, I just don't remember seven.
Is that a different word for clouds or something?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I mean, Karta means it's going as seven.
So the green element is much more distressed than hell?
Yeah. Acherim Amrim, Ritzemato, Kedeshi Adam Rochok Michaviro. Arba Amot Umakiro, seeing him, meaning seeing another guy. And that other guy would be normally, in other words, at a distance that he finds a different Rishus, which is 4 hours. So you could see him and know who he is, then it's time for Kriyat Shema. Rav Chista Amar Kehada Da Acherim. Rav Chista says, you know, the way the Acherim are explained to me, I don't understand exactly. Manat Kayami. What kind of friend are we talking about? I mean, Ibaragil, it's a guy that you know well. So 4 amos, I mean, doesn't make it or break it. But basically, you really work out who a person is from hints. And that's even at a great distance. I mean, Afilo Racho Kam, he was very far away, Chokin, like, he's going to figure out who it is. You know, the way he walks, the way he holds his body, and so on. Imbisha'in Oragil, this is somebody he doesn't know well. So Afilo Karagle, I mean, you just can't place him. You don't know who he is. You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about someone that you know, but you don't know him well because basically he lives in yeshiva. You know, and he only comes back ben hazman. And, you know, you remember seeing him before each time, but you can't place him right away. Like Ahudi Azil, Leilach Sanya, Viata Lakitz, the guy goes to the dorm. He comes back every once in a while, like all these kids all of a sudden fill up the road by Pesach time. You're wondering which families they are. They look vaguely familiar, but you know, they've changed so much over the years.
It's not part of the habit of seeing them every day.
Correct, yeah. Itanoitani, now there's some who learn Bein Ze'ev LaKelev, or Bein Chamor LaArod. Itanoitani, Kideshi Rachok Mechavero Arba Amot Makiro. Now, some will use different kind of metaphors here. Zeb Kelev, Chamor Arod, Makir Chavero, Uboy Meimar, Mandamar, Bein Zeb Kelev, Bein Chamor LaArod, is really no difference in terms of time. Kimandamar, Bein Chelev Tekartan. Mandamar, Kadeshi Adam, Rachok, Mechavero, Arba Amot, Umakiro, is no different than Kimandamar, Bein Chelev Lavan. Then the Mishnah continues, Aval Amru Mitzvata, Ima Netach Amar, Kadesh Yisbo Gula Latvila, V'nitza Mitfalel B'yom. That's a new Indian. It's good to be Sonar Gula Latvila at the moment of the Netach Amar. Omer B'zera, V'ana Amit Taima, let me give you an indication from the Pasuk. It says, Yira Ucha Im Shemesh. Im Shemesh means as the sun rises. Omar Marufa Habatikin, Ayu Mashkimin. People who would pray, what we call Batikin, people who are Batikin is what it means in the Gemara, that they're Hasidim and careful in mitzvahs. Ayu Mashkimin, Bekorino Ta, Kideshi Yisbukula Tvilatan, Ima Netzacham Aram. Tony Amri with Yuda, I'll tell you, I was once walking, following Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva. Now Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah were busy at the time. V'ayu asukim b'mitzvot. They had various things they needed to take care of, the Ritzurchei Tzibur and so on. V'igiyon ad Kriyat Shema. And they didn't say Kriyat Shema. You know, and I figured, hayiti sabur, shemenit yashu mi Kriyat Shema. I thought maybe they decided that they're not going to say Kriyat Shema today, being as they're busy, basically, in Tzarchei Tzivu, or their Eisik B'mitzvahs. And I'll tell you what happened is I said Kriyat Shema, V'kariti, V'shaniti, and I was basically, I mean, well into my day and my Seder of learning, and then they got around finally to say Kriyat Shema. V'achar kach yitchilu hei, V'kvar haita kamal rosh ha'arim, I mean, it was like, no, it was well into the day, and the sun had already risen. I mean, you could see the sun over our as it came already. That was pretty late. It must have been already 6:30 in the morning. I mean, it was terrible.
What was this brought at for?
Yeah, what's the point?
That you could continue to read until that good Yeshua said. It seems to be Zman Kriyachma. Ad HaNetzach Aman, that leads directly into the next thing. That Rav Zvadi, Rav Yaakov Zvadi, B'Shem Rav Yonah, says, when we talk about Netzach Ama, what do we mean? We mean that Tehiyah Chaman mitaftefet al Roshei Harim, beautiful language. The sun should be dripping over the mountaintops, which is mashma, even though the Ma'arachonim learned that this is after Netzach Ama. Truth is, the mashmotus is b'fnei, the rays of the sun, which is the story of Alini Amalkas. You know, but there it says that it was earlier. Right? That's for, you know, the people that wouldn't know. Okay, but anyway, mitaptefet, certainly a beautiful, beautiful metaphor. Rav Yoshua Marat Shalosh Shaot, Rav Yidi, Rav Amnuna, and Rav Ada Barach, B'Shem Rav, say, well, the halach is like Rav Yoshua B'Shocheyah. If you forgot to say Kriyat Shema, then the halach is like Rav Yoshua. Ravuna Amar, Train Amaroyim, Chad Amar B'Shocheyach. There were two Amaroyim that were talking about this. One of them said that looks like Rav Yoshua B'Shocheyach. Agiv Lechavres, his friend, responded, well, what's that supposed to mean? Yesh Halacha B'Shocheyach. What does that mean? That's the thing. So what are we Kovei B'Shocheyach? If there's a din, somebody was an ones, you want to tell me that as an ones he can read up until then. What's that? What does it mean? Halacha b'shocheyach. Is this the time or is not the time? The truth is, you know why they said b'shocheyach? Because they wanted people to feel rotten about reading Kriyat Shema, according to the Zman Kriyat Shema, the Gro, or the Magen Avraham. They wanted Kedesh Adam Mizareh Atzmo, the Grotah Bo Nata. So the way that they said the halacha was as if, so well, if you're a no good man, can you forget to say Kriyat Shema Bizmana? Then you could open up the Ruach and you could see how late you could say Kriyat Shema. But the truth is, of course, that's really the halacha, that's like with Yeshua. Meaning a filuch a filuch. Except that there's a mitzvah to be mizareis. How did they give you over the sense of that mitzvah? By saying the shir of Rabbi Yeshua is Bishokhiyah. Even though, of course, it really means that is the Zman of Kriyat Shema.
Well, how can you ever said?
A din in Zrizut, there's a din in all of this. So.
Said a minion for.
I say nothing now. It could be that. I mean, that's what you choose. Is it Kedai to read it on your own? A lot of discussion about the Klal, whether it's Kedai to read Kriyat Shema on the Shalal, you should read Kriyat Shema early even without the brachas. Because it's Kedai to be Yotze Kriyat Shema in the early Zman of Zrizut.
Is that what the Chabad people do?
Who does that?
Chabad? I don't understand.
Oh, I know. There's some kind of Hasidisha ideal of being beyond time. No, seriously.
I think I saw in Spare posted this Zman creation.
Oh, really? That's nice. Yeah. No, I mean, really, I don't understand it. I can't explain it.
He said that there's a Rav Ashtapol, I think was the name, said that, don't worry about this money, I'll take care of it for you.
That's why he's Ashtapol.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, for an astronaut.
It's all relative.
All right. Oh. That was...